With last week's big introduction of the latest Apple smartphone, a class offered here at Isothermal Community College seems even more important. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. When I first saw an email from Marnie Beaver, I'll let her tell you what her title is, here at Isothermal Community College about a class called Creating Mobile Apps with HTML5, I was literally blown away. I had no idea that our college in a county that doesn't even yet have broadband everywhere would have a class that could teach me how to create my own apps for my smartphone. Then when I started talking with Marnie about this one class, I quickly realized that it was just the tip of the iceberg for anyone interested in learning just about anything you could name. Speaking of names, let's start with that job title. Your title is Administrative Support to Emergency Services, Online Truck Driving Programs, and Continuing Education Dean?
Yes, that's a good start.
Do you have that on a business card?
I do.
You're kidding.
I do.
They put that all on a business card?
They do.
Does it say continued on the other side?
No, it doesn't. Flip for more information? No.
That is so funny.
I used to just put administrative support for continuing ed.
Uh-huh.
Well, that is too general because people need to be sent to the area that they are an expert in.
So we'll just refer to you as the traffic director at Continuing Ed. But what we're here to talk about is this class called Creating Mobile Apps with HTML5. When I saw this, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. I was so excited when I first saw this that I immediately got the information out there as best as I could to our campus and even through Facebook so people could see that we had something like this available here in Little Spindale, North Carolina.
And I would assume that this is just one type of program for creating mobile apps for smartphones.
Yes, there are lots of other programs that people have been using to create apps on their smartphones. And this class is to help folks to be able to make mobile apps that run on an iPhone, iPad, Android, BlackBerry, or Windows phone without using 5 different programming languages.
Incredible. Do you have a class that would teach me how to use a smartphone?
That is a good question. I don't think that I have anything like that yet.
Well, that's because I'm probably the only one left in the world that doesn't have a smartphone.
Most people do.
Yeah, I know.
Use the smartphones now. There are a few people that don't. I just did a search on my website for my online classes. We have about 500 online classes to choose from, by the way.
I was looking through that. That is amazing.
Yes. And these classes are offered through Isothermal to the entire world.
Well, before we get back to this specific class that caught my eye, let's talk about the online learning classes. Because before I stepped in here to call you, I went online to look at the catalog, and I couldn't believe what's in there. How are you able to offer these classes?
We work with a program called Education to Go. They are outside of California. We started this program way back in 2001, and I was one of the folks that actually got it started here at our campus. It was fairly new to the public. And now, Education to Go, they provide the online services for continuing ed classes for just about all of the community colleges in North Carolina. You get to select which classes that you want to offer to your public. So I kind of look and see as far as our demographics and who needs what and what is most popular. You just basically go to our isothermal.edu website. There's an Ed to Go link. You can click there, or to get immediately to this website, you can go to edtogo.com/isothermal. It'll take you to our home page. We have categories over to the left, anything from accounting to computer applications to law and legal classes, healthcare and medical. A lot of our classes are set up to help folks get that foundation, get those basics, get some networking tools so they know where to go next from that point and to make sure it's right for them.
carried myself. Back to the reason I wanted to talk to you in the first place, let's talk more about this class in creating mobile apps with HTML5. What will students do and how does this online class work?
Enrollment can be done online. They go to our website that I mentioned, theedtogo.com/isothermal. They select the class that they're interested in that they just put in, creating mobile apps. It will come up. You click on the title. It gives you a little bit more detail along with tabs so that the potential student can see the syllabus, exactly what's going to happen in each lesson. Lessons are released every Wednesday and Friday. They don't have to take those lessons on Wednesday and Friday. The great thing about online classes is they can take them any time, day or night. 2 o'clock a.m., you wake up and you've got your footed pajamas on and you can't go to sleep. You can access that online class and take a lesson if you want to. Another great thing about the online classes is that we can have one student in the class make, or we can have 100 students in the class make. So we don't have to worry about a class canceling because we don't have a minimum amount of students enrolled in a class.
This class, Creating Mobile Apps with HTML5, has been available for a few weeks now. How's it in terms of popularity? How's it doing?
It's doing really, really well. The first month that we actually advertised it on our Ed2Go website here through Continuing Ed, we had 2 students enroll almost immediately. And I already have students enrolled each month throughout the rest of the year that are enrolled for that specific class.
And when you get to that page, you'll see related products or classes that you may also be interested in taking.
And they can also look at student reviews in the process of this. There, again, are the tabs that have the detail about the class, the syllabus, the instructor biography, requirements for the class, like as far as what they have to have for their computer and that type thing. And then you can look at the student reviews and see what the students say about the class.
Now, in a class like this one or any other smartphone or computer technology class, does it not have to be updated constantly?
Yes, you're exactly right. I just bought a new smartphone myself about a month ago, I guess, and it's already got another one better than that.
Well, I wanted to learn about creating mobile apps with HTML5, and I've learned about that and so much more. Thank you, Marnie Beaver.
Thank you, Pam.
For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.